The true meaning of beat someone at their own game. When Kasparov triumphed over Deep Blue. English has a thrilling idiom, beat someone at their own game. While its literal translation suggests defeating someone in their own game, it actually means to surpass someone in their own area of expertise. This expression is believed to have originated from the world of sports and competition. Beat derives from Old English beaten, to strike, and from the early 19th century onward, it came to be widely used in the sense of to defeat in competition. The exhilarating essence of this idiom lies in using an opponent's very own strategies and methods, then going one step further. In Japanese, there is a similar concept, teki no dohyo de sumo o toru, to wrestle on the enemy's ring. However, the English expression emphasizes the strategic cleverness of turning an opponent's strengths against them to achieve victory. There is a historic moment that perfectly embodies this expression. On February 17, 1996, world chess champion Garry Kasparov defeated IBM's supercomputer Deep Blue, winning the six-game match 4-2. Human intellect triumphed over a massive machine capable of calculating 100 million moves per second. In the first game, the computer achieved a shocking result, defeating a world champion in an official match for the first time in chess history. However, Kasparov was undaunted. He employed anti-computer tactics, steering the game into closed positions that exploited the machine's weaknesses, and mounted a counterattack. In the final sixth game, he achieved a magnificent victory. Against a computer, the ultimate professional at calculation, Kasparov truly managed to beat it at its own game. However, in the following year's rematch, an upgraded Deep Blue claimed revenge, heralding the dawn of the AI era. The battle of wits between humans and machines continues to evolve, and the weight of this expression only grows with time.